Stamford, Connecticut will kick off its first annual Walk to Work Day on Friday morning. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports that urban planners say Stamford is shifting from a suburban driving area to a walkable urban center.
Young people carrying backpacks hustle from the train station over a bright red and white crosswalk. Emily Provancha says trucks speed off the I-95 exit ramp here, where students and business people walk five lanes across Washington Boulevard.
This is where a lot of the pedestrian issues come about.
Provancha is a transportation planner for the city of Stamford. She says drivers still want to turn while pedestrians are in the street. That's one of the growing pains of a place like Stamford. It has several university campuses and companies that employ people from across the tri-state area. That means a lot of students walking on foot and commuters walking from the train.
In the past, it was a suburban, drivable place.
Provancha says a new study released this week by Christopher Leinberger at George Washington University calls Stamford a walkable urban place.
If you notice on his map, he points out downtown in the South End as emerging walkable urban places. And what we're finding in Stamford is these walkable urban places actually boost economic activity and social inclusion.
Provancha says that's great for the real estate market and people's quality of life. At the event on Friday, she's asking residents and commuters what they want to see to improve their walk.
What we're going to try to do is encourage people to walk in a safe way. And those that drive, we also want them to remain alert as well as they're driving around Stamford.
City officials will offer pedestrians free snacks, coffee, and giveaways at the downtown train station from 7:30 to 9 on Friday morning. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.